The BBC presents My Music, a radio panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the teams.
Thank you. Another edition of My Music takes the air, and it's my pleasure to introduce the members of the teams, as usual. Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton on the one hand, and David Franklin and Frank Miller on the other. This first round, gentlemen, concerns music from the past. Your past, perhaps, insofar as I know anything about your past. Ian, at least I know your nationality, so listen to this music taken from an overture by, of all people, perhaps Berlioz, and tell me which overture.
I must use that for my signature tune in future.
Yes.
Never thought of that.
You know the tune, anyway.
Yes, Scots Were Hay with Wallace Bled.
Yes.
I don't think that's very funny. Now, Berlioz wrote a number of Scottish overtures, in fact, because he was rather interested in the works of Walter Scott.
Well, certainly one of those, yes.
Would it be Rob Roy?
It would, yes. From a projected opera version of Scott's story about Robin MacGregor. Rob Roy, overture by Berlioz, and you have a mark. Dennis, back in the days when swing was king, I was number 1334498. What was your number?
1615358, sir.
Well, listen to this. Dennis, that was the number one Balloon Centre Dance Orchestra. Who was its conductor?
Oh, number one Balloon Centre Dance Orchestra was the Skyrockets.
So, that's right.
Paul Fenelay.
Paul Fenelay was the conductor. That recording made in 1943. Yes. One mark to you. David, a voice from your past, I think. Whose voice?
Unmistakable.
Yes.
She's a great fan of this program and has often been to recordings. It's Irene Isinger.
Exactly.
Who was taken from opera, incidentally, to star in Charles B. Cochran's review of Follow the Sun. And what is more, having finished a season in that, went back to opera. It doesn't often happen.
No, indeed. Yeah.
She's enchanting and so tiny. When her elder daughter was born, the news arrived at Glyndebourne with the addendum to the message, "Already the baby is bigger than mother."
Yes. I always know when she's here at My Music because what looks like an empty seat is the seat that contains Irene Isinger. She's very dinky and very sweet and a lovely singer indeed. Yeah. That recording was from the Glyndebourne production of Cossey in 1935, incidentally. Frank, who's the singer here? Or perhaps I should say, who's the speaker?
I'm mad. Who walks in when I walk out? And who gives you that hidey high, baby? Who's that who's got me jealous on you? Who walks in when I walk out? Come tell me. Don't you know you're my baby? Who's that who's got me very worried, too? Yeah, that.
This was before electric recording, wasn't it?
Pretty nearly.
It was done with the artist shoving a sharpened fingernail into the wax.
It was early. It was 1934.
It sounded a bit like Harry Roy in the background.
No. Harry Roy would
Rob
have made
Roy.
No. It was singing with Ray Noble's orchestra. It was Al Boley. There. Al Boley was the singer, so you don't get a mark, I'm afraid. Next round. Four things, or perhaps four people. The question, which is the odd one out, and please, why? So find the intruder. Ian. Our Love, Moon Love, The Isle of May, Full Moon and Empty Arms.
Well, The Isle of May is the only one that's in Fife. It's in the middle of the first or fourth. I've been there. I haven't been there in the moonlight.
There's a musical.
Yes, these are
being
titles,
a musical quiz.
Must be titles of bits of music.
Yes.
Pieces of music, rather.
Yes.
Sounds rather better, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, bits is rather good, actually. Bits from larger holes.
There's a feeling in my mind that some of these must be Chai.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Kofsky.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
You think that.
Well, I got it from Moonlove. Da-da-da-da-da.
Yes.
So it must be Full Moon and Empty Arms. Must be the one that isn't Tchaikovsky.
Empty Arms.
Everybody's making money but Tchaikovsky.
Ian, I have to tell you that Full Moon and Empty Arms is one song, not two songs.
Yes, I thought it seemed a funny title, Empty Arms, for anybody to have written.
Empty Arms in the Old Corral.
Yes.
Well, you got there, and I suppose I must give you two marks, really. Full Moon and Empty Arms. Can you tell me who wrote it? Don't know.
No.
Well, I think one out of two, because it took a long time, didn't it? Full Moon and Empty Arms adapted from Rachmaninoff, the other three from Tchaikovsky. I think one out of two is really fair there. Dennis, again, the intruder, please. And it's a difficult one, this. Rosalie, Roberta, Sally, Sonny.
There's three songs there, and one that isn't a song. Rosalie's a song, Sally's a song, and Sonny's a song.
Mm. Not Roberta.
But Roberta isn't.
I'm bound to say that's true, although that wasn't what I had in mind, so you certainly got one mark. Try the shows, the actual shows. Rosalie, Roberta, Sally, Sonny.
Roberta was a show, wasn't
Roberta
it?
Roberta was Jerome Kern.
Yes.
And Rosalie was Cole Porter.
Yes.
Now, Sally, I'm not sure. I think Sonny was Jerome Kern.
Yes,
so on the averages,
it
would look like, yes, without actually knowing.
Yes, you got it. Rosalie, a Cole Porter film, also the same name, a Gershwin Romberg P.G. Woodhouse musical of 1928. The rest, Roberta, Sally, Sonny, musicals by Jerome Kern. You got it there, out of two, two out of two. David, I think this is even more difficult, but let's see. The Sorcerer, The Sorceress, Iolanthe, Joan of Arc. The Intruder.
He's good, you know, Frank. He's good. It's the second most dangerous man in London.
Sorcerer Theory Lear.
Will you try that? It won't be there.
The Sorcerer is the only male.
And that's not my answer.
That's not bad either.
But one mark.
I'm going to do my nut. I'm going to go for two. You see, what I'm supposed to say is that The Sorcerer and Iolanthe are by Sullivan.
Yes.
And The Sorceress and Joan of Arc are by Chai.
Yes, you've got it. Yes, you're there, I think.
And then I was supposed to say, but there isn't one man out because it's too all.
So?
But in fact, there's a very little known opera of Tchaikovsky called Iolanthe.
Yes.
So the one who's out is The Sorcerer. Tchaikovsky wins by 3-1, and we'll meet. Tchaikovsky wins 3-1, and we'll meet Chelsea in the final at Wembley.
Well, I hand it to you, David. You're absolutely right. The Sorcerer by Gilbert and Sullivan, the other three by Tchaikovsky, who wrote The Sorceress in 1887, the one-act Iolanthe in 1892. The Gilbert and Sullivan one had been about 10 years earlier. And Joan of Arc, or The Maid of Orleans, in 1881.
Actually, just from the names, it sounds like three are fishing boats and one's a speedboat.
That's right, yes. Frank, again, the odd one out, please. Norn, 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 and Norn.
The second Norn from the end has become a barrister. What do you know about Norns? It's Norn out of a lonely heart.
group. There's three Norns in the ring.
Yes.
Who keep on telling you the story of the ring over and over again.
Yes, that's right. That's why it takes 150 hours to sit through the ring.
Yes, but who the fourth Norn is?
Well, fair enough. I mean, the intruder in Norn, Norn, Norn and Norn is Norn, because there are, in fact, only three Norns, as you've pointed out, and you get two marks for
that.
That's
a silly question.
You can call this next round Horn of Plenty, if you like, or better still, perhaps Plenty of Horns, because from the horn call that you hear, I want, please, the title and composer of the music. Ian. String bonus there for you, as well as the horns.
Mm-hmm.
What does that begin?
Oberon.
You're there. Yes.
Weber.
Yes. The start of the Oberon overture by Weber. And you get two marks here. Dennis, horns for you.
It's that. Now, which one of them is it? It's the Virginian.
Yes. Music by?
No, I don't know. They generally get very big composers to write these themes.
Yes.
Don't think it's Tchaikovsky.
No. This is one of the bigger ones so far that isn't Tchaikovsky.
And it's not. Can't be Weber, because we've had him.
We've had Weber.
Yeah.
And it's not Hope or Charity.
No.
Percy Faith.
Percy Faith.
That's why I said no Hope or Charity.
I'm sorry.
One out of two. A horn call again, this time for David.
This is by the same chap that wrote We'll Gather Lilacs, the big tune from Lilac Time.
Slight confusion, but I see your point.
No confusion at all. It's Schubert, isn't it?
Yes, it's Schubert.
And it is a very famous passage at the opening of Symphony Number.
There's been a bit of renumbering. Let's have the. Shall we have its nickname?
Well, my number for it is 7.
Well, most people's number for it, I think, would be 9. The Great C Major, it's known as. Frank, horn call for you.
Without any hope. Ballet.
No. There's a girl in the front row mouthing it like mad, but it's a terribly difficult thing to mouth. No, well, I really think I'll tell you instead. Shall I tell you?
Till Eulenspiegel! It came in a kind of inspiration. Till Eulenspiegel, the hourglass.
By? Would you like to save a mark?
Strauss.
Which?
What?
Which?
Strauss. the Viennese branch. Richard.
Yes. All right, one out of two there. Very lucky to get it. Let's have a look at the score. Leading by a mere half mark at the moment, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. Here comes another of those pencil and paper rounds. And that, by the way, applies to listeners at home. I think you may be interested in reaching for a newspaper and a pencil or a pen. Each of you here on the panel has to write down 4 tunes, if you can, played in rather quick medley form on the piano. A mark for each correct title. So, Ian Wallace, 4 tunes, 4 marks. Here's yours. They're long titles, aren't they?
Yes. I got the last. I think I got three of them. Charming Weather.
Yes. Very Warm for May is really the title.
Yes. Wizard of Oz. We've gone to see the Wizard.
We're off to see the Wizard.
We're off to see, yes. Yes. Last one was undoubtedly Stately Homes of England.
Yes, and the first one?
American in Paris, yes. By a bit of collaboration.
Yes, yes, slightly wrong title for the Arcadians one, and a bit of doubt. Should we give you 3.5 out of 4?
What's the Arcadians one?
Very Warm for May.
Oh, I see. Yes,
oh,
yes.
What very charming weather. So 3.5 out of 4, and a medley of 4, again, this time for Dennis Norton. One, not so easy, number 2. How have you
No,
gone?
Number 2 I didn't... The first one's O Donna Clara.
Takes you back, doesn't it?
Yeah. The second one, I was just getting near it when it changed.
Yes.
Now, the third one, I don't know the title, but it's something about... Any old night when you're feeling... Da, da, da. Was that it?
Yes. Da-dum, go da, da, on.
It's not Paddling, Paddling Home.
No, pick up your hat. Get out and get under the moon.
Yes, all right. Was it? Yes, that's right. The second one was... Looking at the world through rose-coloured glasses.
Looking at the world through rose-coloured glasses.
You didn't get that. And the last one?
I can't give you anything but love.
Yes, that gives you 3 out of 4. Good. David, you're 4.
Mind playing that again?
I do, I'm afraid.
First one is Cara Nome.
Yes.
The second one I know, but I can't just lay my hand on the title.
No.
I suggest a half mark for that. And the third one was Beethoven.
Yes.
And the fourth was You Can't Come.
Beethoven's away. What?
Beethoven 5.
Yes, that from the second movement, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, that's right. And the last one?
You Can't Come and Play in My Yard.
Oh, You Can't Come and Play in My Yard.
Actually, I Don't Want to Play in Your Yard.
Well, it's
You Can't. Yes, same thing, really. You've got 3 out of 4, and the missing... And the missing one... And off the bottom of my instrument.
Yes, of course.
Una Voce Poco Far.
Yes.
Yeah. So 3 out of 4 for you, and a medley of 4, Frank.
Two tunes there. Was it?
Yes. Have them.
Have it.
No, Martha, only heart.
Yes, that was the second one.
Was it? What? This could happen to you. Came in.
It could happen to you. Good enough. Yes. It could happen to you.
And one we just didn't hear, and the last
the
one was.
One was that.
Oh, yes, the second one was None But the Lonely Heart.
Yes, or None But the Weary Heart, some people would call it. Correct,
well,
yes.
Weary, lonely, same sad heart.
You've got 2 so far.
Yes, well, the third one none of us heard. and the fourth was Change Partners and Dance With Me.
Yes, Change Partners. You only missed the first one.
Oh, well, first
So
one.
You've got 3 out of 4. The first one was La Paloma. With this one.
Dance. Oh, yes. Yes, but nobody knows the name of that.
Well, there you are. That's show business. And we come to the next round. When the passengers on a certain British airline cross the Atlantic, they're offered a programme of taped music from symphony, opera and ballet, and the calm, reassuring voice which introduces those items, I have to admit, is mine. We try to choose enjoyable pieces of music, but there are one or two titles we have to avoid. After all, when you think about it, the passengers are far from home, they're thousands of feet up in the air. Two marks for you if you can come up with one of the pieces of music we would do well to avoid, so as not to upset the nervous passenger. Ian, any ideas?
Well, I once did a musical. The composer was Harold Rome, and therefore I knew a little bit about Harold Rome, and I remember he wrote a song once, perhaps would be suitable for this, or unsuitable for this, which was called "You'll Never Know What Hit You."
I happen to give you two marks. We would do well to avoid that for airline passengers. Of course, the later people to answer have a little chance to think. But Dennis, how about you?
Well, I don't know about your airline, but I should think if you were flying, if you were going on an American aeroplane, a tune that you'll probably be very unlikely to hear on entering is an old one that went, "How would you like to spend a weekend in Havana?"
Two bucks to you. David, what do you think we should avoid in our airline?
Well, I've torn the coupons off three boxes of breakfast cereal, and I'd like to enter three. Oh, for the wings of a dove. Or the spiritual from the end of Porgy and Bess. Oh, Lord, I'm on my way. In the beginning of the first two words of a trio in the Magic Flute, Balt Prangt, P-R-A-N-G-T. I would like to translate that. Balt means soon. Pranked, I think we're going to prank.
Well avoided, yes. Two out of two for you. Frank, what are your thoughts on this?
I don't think a thing which goes down, 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 down among the dead.
It is a little bit like the one I thought of, which, of course, is the song that goes, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in. Yes. Two marks all round, as I rather thought we might have in that round. Finally, here's a new kind of round, which we call potted plots. It's nothing to do with green fingers, everything to do with a glib tongue, because what you have to do is tell me the plot of a well-known opera or musical in 15 seconds. For that reason, we'll just centre the watch here between the scorer and myself. 15 seconds you have in which to tell me the plot of... to cover at least the main points of the story of a musical or opera, as the case may be. A couple of marks for a good résumé. So, Ian, an outline of the plot of The Marriage of Figaro, please. You have 15 seconds from when I say the word. The Marriage of Figaro. The plot starting now.
The sexy Count Almaviva in Spain in the 18th century is in love with Susanna, who is the wife of Figaro, ex-barber of Seville. He doesn't like the idea very much, neither does Susanna, his wife, so they decide to spend the rest of the time leading the...
Time's up. I have a very brave try.
Well, considering the opera, with intervals, lasts about 3 hours and 40 minutes...
Next week, the ring cycle. Well, you get certainly 2 out of 2 for a very good try there. Dennis, the plot of Oklahoma in
just
your case.
On.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, okay, go. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Again, 15 seconds beginning now.
This is a triangle love story between a cowboy called Curly, a girl whose name escapes me, and a man called Judd. In the end, Judd dies as a result of a fire, and Laurie, the girl's name is Laurie, rides off with him while all the cars go down their knees and sing, "Oh,
what about "Oh, What a Beautiful Morning" then? Very good, 2 out of 2 for you. David Franklin, the plot, please, of Don Giovanni. So it's back to opera for you, back to Mozart, and starting Don Giovanni, the plot of, from David Franklin, now.
Boy meets girl, boy tries it on, father defends girl, boy kills father, family erects statue to father, statue comes back to life, goes to dinner with boy, takes him off to hell. Eleven and two-fifths seconds.
Well, obviously, I can't give you any marks because I said in 15 seconds. Very good, David, yes. You had 3 seconds to spare or something like that. Good for you. 2 marks. Frank, My Fair Lady, in your case, a resume of the plot in 15 seconds, My Fair Lady, starting now.
This professor sees a little Cockney girl. Ah, wouldn't it be lovely? I bet you, Colonel, I can make her a lady by teaching her the street properly. Can you? Train, train, train. By leave. By heavens, I think she's got it. Puts her on society. Success spoils it all by falling in love with her.
Two marks to you. And that's where my music ends for this week. A victory by one mark only for Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norden, and Ian Wallace. The questions were compiled by our chairman, Steve Race, and the program was produced for the BBC by Tony Shryan.